it wasn't very many at home. It was about three, you know, and we could all crowd in the buggy that had a top to it. And we'd go to school in the buggy.
You should have a wagon, too, do you?
Yeah.
Riding it, too.
Had a wagon. Sometimes we'd go, we'd get a big crowd and go to protracted meetings.
What was that?
That was where they'd have revivals, you know. We called them protracted then. And
were they like the other day with the tent like?
No, we just put hay in the wagon and a big frame around the, where we could sit on the sides. And
sit in the wagon?
Yeah.
Everybody sat in your wagons? Where did the preacher get?
He isn't pooped.
But then y'all all sitting around in wagons.
Yeah, but that was going then, don't you?
Oh,
was
to
going
go
to the
to
church.
Uh-huh. Oh,
going to the church.
The church.
Yeah.
But to go
it's
to the meeting, you
church.
All sit in the, yeah. Well, tell me about the church.
Well, I joined the church when I was 11, I believe it was. And my sister, older than me, and I joined at the same time. We was baptized.
Where were you baptized?
In Clare Creek Lake. Mm. It was a lake. Clare Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a creek, and it was nice, pretty smooth, you know, place to baptize.
Mm-hmm.
And and we had, it was a little schoolhouse, that's where we was having this revival that we went to, and then's when I was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
But I joined at Cassville, that same church that's there now.
Oh,
that's where I joined.
Baptist church?
Yeah.
Was it far from your farm?
No, it's about 2 miles.
Tell me a little more about your family life and how you got along with your brothers and sisters. You said most of them were married by the time you were growing up. And you just had a few at home with you.
We had lots of fun because when we'd get through laying by our crops, by then we could play, you know. And we played ball sometimes, or most of the time we had chores to do around the house, clean up, clean the yards, and clean the house, and can stuff for the next winter. And we didn't have but 5 months of school then.
Mm-hmm.
We had
that in winter months.
Yeah. And then in the summer, we'd have to close down, you know, in the spring to for the cotton, to chop the cotton. And, you know, we had to chop cotton with a hoe then. Didn't have anything like we've got now.
She had to plant, too.
Yeah. The boys had to plant. And we'd have to go to the field with them then to fill up the guanter planter and the cottonseed planter. Keep planters filled up.
You did that. You helped.
Me and my younger sister. And we always had some kind of work to do. Except when we wanted to play, we had some playing time. We raised a lot of peanuts and